FBI. I talked to the district attorney. I talked to the sheriff of Ukiah. I talked to the local San Francisco police chief. I talked to every one of them to find out what I can.
And what did they say?
Well, they pretty much go along with what the papers say. They have a document. They said if we go to San Francisco,
Did you talk to our attorney, Charles Garrett?
I tried to call the temple, and they would give me no information at all. They never heard of you.
Well,
they said there's so many calls that they'll just completely shut down. They're not going to talk to anybody. I guess some people call it, and they're really, you know, really pissed off and bugging them. I don't know who's right or who's wrong. I know that the San Francisco police chief told me that if I come over there, they have a special file on this. They can show me documented that most of what is said in the paper is right. And now, I'm supposed to be, I'm only worried about you. I don't care what they do. You know, whether it's right or wrong, if everybody's happy, I'm just worried about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you believe that what you're doing is right, but the main thing is we were just afraid that, you know, you were off to South America, and, painted some pretty dark pictures about what happens when they get there, and that's supposedly a documented too. But
that's a bunch of lies too. You know, they're just trying to make us look bad.
Well, the only thing I can't understand, if everything is all right, why doesn't Jim Jones come back and face the charges? Because there's a whole bunch of illegal charges against him, according to the FBI and the police department. But if he comes back, then he has to go through a court of law. Now I don't know what it means. You know, just like anybody else, I don't know what the charges are. The only thing I'm concerned about is you. And, I'm not going to try to say you're wrong because I don't know. I'm not there.
Yeah.
I know what I read, and well, you'd be upset too, wouldn't you? I mean, if this was a different circumstance, and, you know, if
you're
your mother or something, I'm not trying to interfere with your life, Debbie, at all.
Mm-hmm.
We were just plain scared.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother, she was about to get a migraine, she couldn't sleep, and we were just worried, trying to find you. Now that I talked to you, at least I know you're all right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's our biggest concern.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna be down in the next few days, I hope. I won't try to convince you to do anything different at all. I'll let you, you know, if you haven't read the thing, I'll let you read them and you can make up your own mind because your life, you're old enough.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to read them, you don't have to. You don't have to discuss them.
Yeah.
If you have a home with us, you know that.
Yeah, well, I told Mom, and I'll tell you that, You know, I'll probably be down around before school starts, because right now I got a job, and I don't have that many days off, and days I do have off, you know, I have to do other things, but I'll keep in touch with you, and I gave her the, you know, the address and the phone number, so, you know.
Well,
very
well, but as long as we know you're
all right,
that's okay.
Oh, I'm all right.
Father you have now, maybe not much of a father, but at least I care.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, you want to see him come down and you want to love him and Nancy, she's nice, but we just don't, you know, we're trying to stop something that might, that we thought was wrong, but there's nothing we can do about it. Whatever you decide, you're going to decide. But if you may, you know, if you decide to go to South America, please talk to us first.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you decide. You know, if you say you're going to go, you're going to go. But really give it a lot of thought. And just probably talk to your mother before you make any huge decision like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, there's nothing we can do except care about you.
Well, I have no plans on going to South America or leaving this country.
Oh, God. There you go. You said the newspapers are wrong or something. They've been enjoying and they're not sure either. They're trying to find out that whether everybody's going or there was 300 that went just a few days ago. They know about that, but they don't know how to,
Yeah, well, those people come and go, you know. I mean, they come and go, you know. Because they have work to do there as well as here, so there's still, you know, quite a large amount of members still here, you know.
Well, did you,
That's a small number compared to who's still here.
You're not a missing person anymore. Did they get a hold of you or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, they will be contacting me, and now that I know you're all right, then, you know, there's no whole lot. We were just wondering what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you know, it embarrassed you, but we were really scared.
Yeah.
So, we'll see you soon, I hope.
Okay.
Maybe once in a while, and want to know what you're doing, because I'm not going to stop you, and there's no way I could anyway.
Yeah.
Your mother either one. You know, you're an adult, you're a nice girl, very nice girl. I'm kind of proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
And Leo. The rest of these stories, I guess, eventually, they'll either be proved right or wrong, so who knows? You know, I don't
know
everything I read in the paper either.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like most of the politicians, they tell you what you want to hear, so who knows? Maybe you know more about my, obviously more about your business than I do. All I know what I read in the paper, and it just kind of worries.
Yeah. Well, just don't get involved with those people. They're trying to cause us problems because they're a bunch of troublemakers, all I can say.
Well, now I can call them, tell them found you and everything's all right.
Call who?
Well, they're supposed to, I better call them and let them know that I found you and everything's all right. Because otherwise they're going to be checking in with me and trying to...
Who's this? A former member?
That's that group. I don't know what they call themselves. The newspaper reporter is the one that got me in touch with them. He said they could help. And the FBI is the one who said, well, there's that group. They're helping. They're ex-members and ex-parents or parents of members and everything. A whole group of them. And he said they got a whole lot of money behind them. They're going to fight. And they said they might be able to help find you because if one of them knew you or knew something about the workings of what was going on, they might be able to at least get us in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently none of them that I, at least the two I talked to, didn't know you. So they were going to circulate through their group and find out, where you might be.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't bother you now because...
They better not.
Well, they can't. Like you said, you're 21.
Yeah, well, they're just... I don't know, they're troublemakers. They're trying to cause problems for us. We haven't done nothing to them.
I don't know. I read in the paper. I know you. I know you don't do anything, purposely wrong, because you're a nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that in every sense of the word. You're up front and everything else. And the rest of it, I don't know. If Jones is the new hero or if he's the biggest crook, that I don't know. I mean, I know what I read. I can't say that I agree with what he says, but then I've never heard him talk, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple times on TV I've seen him interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, I wish you well, your mother and I both do. And that's what I hope you don't think we're just being interfering, that we're really concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Can you understand that?
Yeah, I understand it.
Okay, then from our end, we're sure not going to try to deprogram you or all these other things they suggested that we do to you.
Oh, they did? Who suggested this?
Well, it's both newspapers and the other one. But this guy's name, his attorney's name, is Mazar.
Mazar?
M-A-Z-A-R or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is Robert Crosby, too.
Oh, really? Did any other of these former members or parents of members, did any other of them call you,
Yeah, they're supposed to, in fact, now that I found you, I don't know.
Did any of them did you see any of them on TV? Did any of them call you on the telephone that were on TV?
Not the ones that saw on TV. Well, I don't know. No, the two that I talked to weren't on TV, at least what I saw, unless I missed them.
Mm-hmm.
But the newspaper, the one that called them, and they called me. That they could help.
Which newspaper?
Both the Chronicle and the Examiner.
Uh-huh.
There was, what's his name, Tim Reiperman from the Examiner and Kilduff from the Chronicle were the two that are handling the story.
Mm-hmm.
And they put, everything on to, I didn't ask you. There's no reason that we could do anything except all I wanted to do was find you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they might help, and then there was other group coming in, and they said, well, they wouldn't find them. And, they had asked me the names of anybody else that would have been involved in. I don't know anybody except you and them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what else to tell you. But, thank God you're all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, we love you, Debbie.
Really. Okay.
We'll see you soon. Call father was on top of that, and the grandfather, he didn't even know. I called him not to tell him, you know, what was so bad about it, but just what was in the paper was the newspaper even told me, he was probably already gone. He'd been shipping them out all the way. So I was going to find her, talk to her before she goes, if we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you might have gripped him because you asked for his address.
Mm-hmm.
Drop the line, just tell him you're all right, because he's a
I will.
In fact, when you do get down, he really wants to see you.
Mm-hmm.
You would be amazed. He is really a nice little man. I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple of nice dinners together, and he's quite a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got his address, and I'll write him.
Okay, well, keep in touch. Say hello to Ron from
I
you
will.
Doing? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's working hard.
Okay, well, there won't be anybody else bothering you up here now. At least I know you're all right. Not to go here looking for you. If you have to follow any person, you don't know how to find you. And I'm sorry if you feel bad, but we're really concerned. We're not trying to stop you from doing anything, not really. We just want to make sure you're all right.
Well, a lot of those people have had very few contact with our church, you know. A lot of...
Well, apparently this group is not only just from People's Temple. It's all from Moon and Air Krishna. I guess it's from all of what they call cults.
A cult?
One thing.
What do they call themselves?
Well, they're the anti-cultists. I mean, that's what they told me. I don't know what their official name is, but that they apparently some of the parents both from the Moon and from the... Well, they told me there was at least 85 people that were from your group.
Mm-hmm.
Either ex-members, some were pretty high up in it, that got out, I don't know how long or how much before they got out. And plus the parents of others and the rest of them, there's about 500 of them, I guess, in the Bay Area and another chapter back east in New York against the Moonies themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're getting quite a bit of money behind them, and they're really going to fight it to the end, whatever that is.
Did they say where they were getting their money from?
Well, apparently some of the parents are pretty wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they've collected quite a bit. They have a legal staff that's going to be second to none. And I don't know, that's all I know.
Boy, they sure gave you a lot of information, didn't they?
Well, I was a concerned parent, but they were more concerned with the underage kids than they were the ones over 21.
Yeah.
That seems to be how they're going to get things done. Whatever underage kids are in any of them, I guess. Well, I don't know. I'll be hearing from them. Don't forget it. You're fine.
Hmm. Okay. Well.
Okay, we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, well.
Boy, look, if you make a big move, whatever you decide, we love you for it. Let your mother know, please, will you?
I will.
Okay. Love you, baby. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.